Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we will be wrapping up week 3 of The Artist's Way by discussing the tasks that Julia Cameron suggests at the end of the chapter. The first task is to describe your childhood room. If you wish, you may sketch the room, but what was your favorite thing about it? What's your favorite thing about your room right now? If there's nothing you can think of, maybe it's time you get something you do enjoy into your current bedroom, potentially inspired from that childhood aesthetic. Number 2, describe 5 traits that you like in yourself as a child. Number 3, list 5 childhood accomplishments, whether it was straight A's in the 7th grade, or helping to train your dog how to sit on command, or punching out the class bully that one time. Then list your 5 favorite childhood treats or foods. She suggests buying yourself one of them from this week. The 4th task that she suggests trying is to take a look at your current habits, because many of them may actually interfere with your self-nurturing and cause some shame. It might surprise you to find that some of the strangest things are actually self-destructive. For instance, maybe you have a habit of watching TV that you don't actually like. Or do you have a habit of hanging out with really boring friends just to kill time? She goes on to mention that some of our bad habits are more obvious than others, like when we drink too much or smoke too much or we eat instead of writing. And she wants you to list 3 of the more obvious rotten habits. And then she wants you to answer the question, what is the payoff in continuing to do these habits? Then, after that, you can list your more subtle habits, like no time to exercise, or always helping others before yourself. She does suggest listing those subtle foes too, so that you can list how they seem to sabotage you. The 6th task from this week is to make a list of friends who nurture you. That's nurture, not enable. And nurturing means they give you a sense of your own competency and possibility, instead of enabling, which is giving you the message that you'd never get it right without them. And it's really important to notice the difference because both can masquerade as helpful and feel helpful in the moment. But again, this might be more subtle to point out the friends who are nurturing us versus the friends who are enabling us. She suggests listing three nurturing friends and asking yourself which of their traits particularly serve you well. The next task is to call a friend who treats you like you're really good and bright, who can accomplish things. Part of your recovery is reaching out for support, so this support will be critical as you learn to undertake new risks. The next task is to connect to your inner compass. She reminds us that each of us has an internal compass, which is an instinct that points us towards health. It warns us when we're on dangerous ground and tells us when something is safe and good for us. Morning pages are a really good way to contact your inner compass. So are other artist brain activities: painting, driving, walking, running, scrubbing, swimming. This week, take an hour to follow your inner compass by intentionally doing an artist brain activity and listening to what insights start to bubble up as you do. The eighth suggested task for this week is to list five people that you admire, and then list five people that you secretly admire. And once you have your list, consider what traits those people have that you can cultivate further in yourself. The ninth suggested task is to list five people you wish you had met who aren't alive. Once you establish your list, consider what traits that you believe you'd find in these people so that you can look for that in your friends. The final suggested task is to compare the two sets of lists, the people you admire and the people who are no longer with us, who you admire, so you can look at what you really like and really admire, and look at what you think you should like and what you think you should admire. Your shoulds might tell you to like an author for their drive, while your heart might be telling you you like someone who's a little more down to earth. Now, this week we went through many of the emotions that can pop up when we are attempting to recover a sense of power. But I genuinely believe the most valuable insight from this week was to allow ourselves the ebbs and flows that come naturally when we are working towards any type of goal. If this week was incredibly productive, next week might not be, or vice versa. But it's important you pay attention to how you feel in these moments and try to stay as present as possible so that you can stay aware when things start to shift, so that in the future, if you want more of that, you can cultivate more because you have some experience with it. This episode ended up being a bit shorter, which, if you couldn't tell, my voice is still not back 100%. So I'm going to take the shorter episode to my advantage and let you know in the meantime, I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.